At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Starting a fight with me right now? Because I feel like that's what you feel like doing right now.
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are thankful. And I'm joined by my co-host.
I don't want to talk to you for the rest of the podcast because I know where you're going and I don't like it. So you could just go fuck yourself.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
No, you don't mean that. You don't mean that. You, if you did mean that, you wouldn't have picked this topic. So you can go and eat a whole turkey.
And then I'll fall asleep.
And no seasoning.
No seasoning? Dry turkey?
Dry turkey.
Okay. So before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
To quote Buddy the Elf, you sit on a throne of lies, because you don't mean any of that right now on this episode of the Get Comfy Podcast. That's out every Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, 10 a.m.
Of course. So we're here today to pretty much talk about Thanksgiving.
No, we're fighting. I have food ready here to throw at you. You chose violence today, sir.
I did. And I wanna talk about Thanksgiving holiday.
Mm-mm.
Not talking about pilgrims, not talking about all that stuff. No.
Nah. You're about to become what happened to the Native Americans with the pilgrims. So I'm done with you, buddy.
Wow. Really, really getting divisive here.
You started this argument.
I did. And I will finish it. Is Thanksgiving overrated? Question of the day.
No, it's the fight of the day.
The fight of the day. I think it is.
Can you say if you say that, then you gotta say Christmas is overrated, Halloween is overrated, 4th of July is overrated, New Year's is overrated, Easter is overrated.
Let me present.
Black History Month is overrated. Are you gonna tell me right now that Black History Month is overrated, Kevin? You're gonna look right in my eyes.
No, I'm not going there.
And say all these holidays are overrated.
I'm not going there. I'll give my two cents about Thanksgiving.
Answer the question. I think all the holidays that I just said, do you think all of them are overrated?
No.
Then case closed. Honor, I won.
I don't think they're overrated.
You're saying Thanksgiving is overrated.
That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Where are you going with this? This is what I want to know. But allow me to kind of get this back on whatever track it was on.
No track whatsoever.
No tracks. Thanksgiving is overrated.
No, it's not.
Then
you're saying Christmas is overrated.
Christmas isn't overrated.
Yes,
you want to know why?
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't.
Halloween happened a couple weeks ago. Did we even stop to acknowledge the tribal chief that is Thanksgiving or no? Did we? I went through the stores the day before Halloween and there was Christmas stuff out and about.
Yeah, because they're on culture. We have a whole Thanksgiving song now and no stores is playing it.
Thanksgiving decorations? No.
Yes.
What?
A turkey. My neighbor, who decorates for the holidays. He decorates his whole house of turkeys. He has the pilgrims. He has the Native Americans.
Full disclosure, there's a turkey outside my house right now, one of those inflatable ones. Do I agree with it being out there? Of course not. I'm not for that.
No. People die for this holiday. No one died for Halloween. No one died for Christmas.
Depends how you really think Halloween goes, because there's some dark stuff in the world.
Stop it! We're not talking about that.
Just saying, there's some dark stuff out there.
You're dark. No one talks about that.
Fair, but you can get this Thanksgiving meal any other time.
You can get ham anytime too, and people for Christmas. You can get candy.
I don't have ham on my table at Christmas.
My buddy does. You can have candy any time of the year, but you get it when the prices are through the roof.
There's a season.
There is a season for Thanksgiving, and it's called November. Yes,
no one cares about it. Bro, it is 74 degrees out where we are located. You're going to tell me this is Thanksgiving season.
Yes, yes.
The pilgrims were freezing. The pilgrims were freezing. No, they
weren't. You weren't there. You don't know what. Thanksgiving is about flannel season, and this is a perfect weather for flannel. Yes, yes. You can't argue.
You're behind, my friend.
No.
Flannel and hoodie season was the start of October.
Nope. You're playing chess. I'm playing checkers. Or no, you're playing chickles. I'm playing chess.
You ask anybody. No.
Listen here.
You ask anybody.
No.
When hoodie and flannel season starts, they're going to tell you October.
No. I'm firm on that.
You're wrong.
What do you mean you're wrong? You're wrong.
I just also want to point out, turkey, decent meat, but it's dry. It's dry.
It's dry if you don't have seasoning. If you're eating it like a scumbag without culture, without any flavor, then yeah, it's dry. But you have the mashed potatoes. You guys, hold on. Wait a minute. Where's this video? Hold on.
I just want to point out, you go through Thanksgiving. You just go to eat, and then afterwards you feel like garbage.
But yeah, but you have the football game. You don't have the football game on Christmas.
Yeah, you do. Nowadays, they do put the...
Yeah, nowadays. But back in the day, back when the pilgrims were alive...
You didn't know what went down.
It was in the tapestry. They wrote it.
The boys and the freaking Washington Commanders were having a game.
Yeah, the Washington Rednecks.
Yeah,
of course. Why do you think their name was after that? Because they were the first football team at Thanksgiving. Yes, they were.
My gosh. You... For a man who claims to stand Thanksgiving, your perception of the holiday is off. I think you've crafted your own little DJ Ames Thanksgiving special over there.
Nope. You're just wrong. You're just upset because you can't appreciate a good Thanksgiving meal.
No, I can't, because it's all stuff that goes. You can go anytime. Because I don't like turkey. Turkey is good, but it's not up there.
See, I don't like turkey either. I like the mashed potatoes that we make home fresh.
You're for the sides.
I'm for the sides, and my mom makes other stuff too besides that, and I'm okay with that. Do I eat some turkeys? Yes, but then like we do, we have sauces that go with it, so it's not dry. You wouldn't know that because you're not privileged about the ethnicity of adding other stuff because you're white. You're white as that turkey meat.
I may be white, but one thing I've never ingested on Thanksgiving is cranberry.
I agree with that.
Talk about a mid-holiday. You really think Thanksgiving, as much as you think it's great, deserves that cranberry, comes out like a cranberry turd. Cranberry. It literally makes like a whop sound whenever it comes out of the can. You're telling me that deserves to be on your table?
Can you make that sound again?
It's whop. That's the best I can do. But you know the sound. You know the sound.
Yeah, you know that's a good sound.
Get the can and they crack it open and they're trying to just get the whole thing out and just comes out on the plate.
You ever want to know what good pussy sounds like? That's what it sounds like.
You're really putting that on your table. That's all I'm saying.
You're really putting good pussy on your table right now.
And cranberry jelly, whatever it is, does not... That brings Thanksgiving down for me. If I see that at your table, vibes are off. They're not immaculate anymore. You can have all the macaroni, the baked macaroni and cheese, all you want. Mashed potatoes, gravy.
You
canned cranberry. You put that out on the table.
No. The only respectable time to have an apple pie is Thanksgiving. You make apple pies during this. I don't see you make apple pies any other time of the year.
I make it for Christmas.
No, that's cap. All right, Christmas time, you'll see it. Cap. No, I'm going to eat it. If you're making it Christmas, I'm driving up to your house.
Not if you keep this negativity up, I can tell you that.
I'm the negative one. You're the negative one today.
I'm just calling a mid-holiday what it is.
No, a mid-holiday is Easter.
Let's be honest here, too. If we're going to get historical, those pilgrims fattened up those Native Americans to kill them, not only a couple months later.
Yeah, the
this holiday's got canceled.
You tell me,
Mr. Cancel Culture over there. All jokes aside, everyone has turned on Thanksgiving because of, like, it's, you know, the perception around it.
But no, you still have days off on it. They didn't change it. They changed Columbus Day.
They can't take it back. They
took back Columbus Day.
But they still get off for it.
Yeah, but no, but they changed the name of it. It's no longer Columbus Day. Yeah, they didn't change Thanksgiving Day.
But it's just a bad holiday.
Easter's a bad holiday.
All right, Easter. As a minority.
We can't celebrate Christmas. We can't celebrate 4th of July. We can't celebrate Easter. We can't celebrate Halloween. We have to celebrate one holiday in America. Let us have this holiday, sir.
Sir,
as a brown man, let me celebrate the one holiday. The one holiday, let me celebrate, because I can't celebrate the white holidays.
While we're getting on the subject of Easter, being Catholic, and this is like the trend of... I'd honestly say it's Thanksgiving, Easter, my worst holidays. I just don't appreciate them. But Easter, there's like a tradition, and you can attest to this because you do fasting for holidays and stuff like that. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe, BL, where you have to give up meat on Wednesdays and Fridays. Like, those are the 2 days. The Lord gave up his life. You got to give up meat on Wednesdays and Fridays. And there is a vast amount of people that tell me my whole upbringing on the fact that those 2 days are the days you're supposed to do it is wrong. People say that it's only Friday. People say that it's only Wednesday. People say that you should give it up no matter what.
You know what?
I'm just saying. Easter and Thanksgiving, top two worst holidays for me.
Just like how Columbus Day got canceled and it was over, I'm done. I'm out of here. You have a wrong opinion, sir. And I don't have to stay here for this blasphemy over here. You slandering.
Pull your headphones back on real quick. I want to run this by you.
Listen here, sir.
That's the Grammy.
As a white man is coming after a brown holiday. So for that, you can eat a fat dry turkey. Aim on a mic out.
He just got the cranberry sauce out. But I want to point out whenever he decides to come back, because I have a valid point to make here.
Are you done? Are you done throwing a hissy fit, mister?
I want to run this by you. And you can attest to this since you love Thanksgiving so much, since this is your holiday.
No, this is all the minority holiday, all right? Don't just... You as a white man wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I know. We take the land. That's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now
and rape the kids.
That's the other type of people. I don't know what they do. Now, you go into Thanksgiving. You hype yourself up. You post on social media. Yo, I'm about to tear this table down. There ain't no Thanksgiving table safe from me. And then you get your first plate. You stack that high. You literally combine foods that shouldn't be combined into one plate. And you eat that plate. And then after you finish the plate, all your momentum, all that hype talk of, yo, I'm going to finish this table. You don't go back for another plate.
No, I do. I go. I'm not eating anything from breakfast to Thanksgiving time around 6 o'clock because my family is weird like that. I'll sit there and eat as much as I could. And then if I have leftovers, that's great. I don't have to worry about lunch or dinner for the next couple, 4 or 5 weeks.
You wouldn't
understand because you don't have 3 stomachs like me. I'm built different. Just look
like
at me.
Like a cow. Yeah.
Does it really? Mm-hmm. No.
I think it does. I thought I heard that somewhere.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I wouldn't know. But look at me. I'm just built different.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Thanksgiving.
You're wrong.
So please elaborate. Go take your time. Do whatever you need to. Get your time, pilgrim friends. Get it together.
No, first of all, it's the Native Americans. You're the privileged ones. You're the one who ravish our lands, takes it away from us. With no remorse whatsoever.
I mean, if we're talking about pilgrims, I would see you as a pilgrim. Don't even lie. I think you suit the mold a lot better than I do. Because if we're being technical, well, actually, I don't know how I'm going to spin this on you. But you know what I mean.
Call me a pilgrim. So where do you sit on your throne of lies, you high and mighty, to call a minority a pilgrim?
Now, if you're so high on Thanksgiving, give me your top 3 holidays right now.
My top 3 holidays?
Yes. If you say Thanksgiving 1, it's immediately wrong.
Then why are you asking me?
You're
closed-minded. Because if I say if I say Thanksgiving is number 1, you're gonna be like you're wrong. If I don't say it's 1, you're gonna be like oh you're
Christmas cat, should
you're.
Be 1.
No. It shouldn't, because I don't celebrate Christmas, so go fuck yourself. All right? It's not all about the white people, all right? So you can hold your ho-ho-ho tree and your lights that you hang up until January 26th and leave them up there.
That's fair.
All right, buddy?
Yeah, I'll give you that one. It's out of pure laziness.
You can stay up there, right? So, you know, if I say Thanksgiving, you're wrong. If I don't say Thanksgiving, you're going to be like, you're hyping up Thanksgiving and it's not your number one. Thanksgiving number 1, New Year's number 2, Halloween number 3. What do you mean? What do you mean?
You are so wrong.
What do you mean?
About to go on a rant about New Year's Eve. How that holiday, Christmas being sandwiched between two turds of holiday.
No, what do you mean? First of all, can you imagine how two great holidays like Thanksgiving and New Year's have the ugly stepsister?
Like a reverse Oreo.
No, literally, Christmas is so... No, it's not. You're wrong. Christmas... You can't even do your own analogy right on this.
No.
Christmas... It's so white that it is the white stuffing of the Oreo in the middle. But here's the thing. But it's so still, everyone can't wait to eat the chocolate part first. New Year's is the buff version of St. Patty's Day.
No, New Year's is so mid. It is beyond mid. Bottom tier.
It is top tier.
Bottom.
It's the only year you can drink as much as you can.
you stay up until midnight to watch a ball drop. Meanwhile, us as men, we've gone through it already back in puberty. So those that happened.
No, let's be real. As adults, we don't watch the ball drop like a little child does. Mommy, I want to stay up to see the ball drop. What the fuck up? We as an adult go out because we want to have a New Year's kiss with a random stranger that we didn't have no idea who this person is and get shit-faced. Halloween, you can fuck a hot nurse and do the walk of shame the next day. You can't do that on Christmas. You can't do the walk of shame. It hits different. Trust me, I did the walk of shame this year with Joe. We both of us look like shit.
This I just Halloween. Want to point out your argument for New Year's. Oh, you can do that on New Year's. You can do that any day of the week if you really.
But here, think about it. You have more people on New Year's than any other day. Thanksgiving. You just reminded me. Thanksgiving has the biggest party of the year where we live. The night before, where everybody
comes. That's the night before.
But that's so great about Thanksgiving because you see all these people come out. You go out and you cut loose, and then the next day you have a hangover, and you're like, "Oh, I can't wait to devour." Five plates. I'm sorry, for you it's one because you can't handle one little tiny plate of food and your dry turkey. But anyway, New Year's, you go out, you can kiss as many as random babies that random babies will boss.
That'll get you on the list. Not the good list either.
You can kiss any random people you want. It's crazy, all right?
I don't know. I personally just cannot fathom your tier list. That, like, Halloween, New Year, like, the three holidays. Like, Halloween, I'll let that slide because that's kind of okay. I like the vibes of it all. But New Year's and Thanksgiving, no. You need to shut it down. You really do. But before I let you get any more bad takes in on this podcast, we're gonna wrap it up.
Do not end this podcast. Right.
Do you have any more closing remarks
We're stretching this out. This is the Thanksgiving.
They're not valid.
No, this is the Thanksgiving special. We're stretching it out. Don't you dare try to end this podcast with me not being listening to whatever blasphemy of false you want to say.
I'm just saying.
New Year's best, one of the top holidays. Random, you could drink as much as you want without no one judging you. Make out with a bunch of people as you want. Thanksgiving, biggest party of the year, the night before. Eat as much food as you want. You have the leftovers. Halloween, you could do the walk of shame and get and kiss as many people as you want. Boom. All your other valid arguments are invalid because you're white.
I personally believe
my headphones? My headphones? Look, gone. I'm not listening. Hello?
I don't know. Your Halloween and New Year's and Thanksgiving tier list, it is something. I should say that. It is something. Not a good thing. It is something. But, as per usual, happy Thanksgiving to everybody who listens to the Get Comfy podcast all around the world. We thank you for listening. Of course, this ride has been great. Thank you to the Bleav Network for supporting this venture, our crazy talks every single week. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms, like, as per usual, iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo.
No, you've been a white. You are a white man. You're not Kalo. You're a white man trying to take away another brown man's holiday, just like how Columbus took over this land. And he just held the pilgrims, took over the natives' lands. You colonizer. You're worse than Genghis Khan. I bet. I bet you're related to Genghis Khan. How about that?
There is a thing about that, though. There is a thing about that. People located in that general region are all related to him, or something like that, through bloodlines. But that about does it here. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only. Nope, he's done.
The greatest holiday of all times, Thanksgiving.
Of course, and we'll see you guys next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.